From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Afghans are voting today in parliamentary elections. It's the first since last year's fraud-tainted presidential election. The BBC's Quentin Somerville reports violence is marring the vote.
In northern Baghlan province, the Taliban killed a policeman and five pro-government militia. In nearby Balkh, three people were killed and four injured after a roadside bomb exploded near a polling station. And as with the previous presidential election, fraud is a problem. Fake voting cards have been discovered in a number of provinces, sometimes in the thousands. And in some cases, the ink used to mark voters' fingers, which is intended to prevent people voting twice, can be rubbed off.
The BBC's Quentin Somerville reporting from Kabul.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Pope Benedict is offering an apology for the child sex abuse scandal that has rocked the Catholic Church. During Mass in London's Westminster Cathedral today, he said he's deeply ashamed.
Above all, I express my deep sorrow to the innocent victims of these inexplicable crimes.
The Pope is in the middle of the third day of his four-day state visit to Britain. Opponents to his visit are due to march this afternoon in central London, and six men arrested in an alleged terror plot against him remain in custody. A husband and wife who once worked at the Los Alamos National Lab have been charged with trying to sell nuclear secrets to Venezuela. NPR's Carrie Johnson is following that story.
Pedro Mascheroni had access to some of the country's most sensitive information about how to make nuclear bombs. And prosecutors say he tried to sell it for money, and because he had a grudge against the same U.S. government that let him go from the lab in 1987. Justice Department spokesman Dean Boyd described the government's sting operation.
They believed they were providing a plan for developing a nuclear weapon. They believed they were providing that information to an individual who was working for the Venezuelan government.
Instead, the couple was dealing with an undercover FBI agent. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has named Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren to a special advisor's post where she'll oversee a new agency protecting consumers from risky loans and credit cards. NPR Scott Horsley reports the move allows the White House to avoid a confirmation fight in the Senate.
President Obama says launching the new Consumer Protection Agency is a task that can't wait. So he's bypassing what was expected to be a drawn-out confirmation process, appointing Elizabeth Warren as a special advisor to the White House and the Treasury Department.
She's a janitor's daughter who has become one of the country's fiercest advocates for the middle class.
Warren proposed such an agency 3 years ago to protect consumers from what she calls tricks and traps in the fine print of financial contracts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
You're listening to NPR News. The National Weather Service has determined that it was two tornadoes that ripped through New York City during a fast-moving storm Thursday. Officials say the tornadoes left a path of destruction for 14 miles from Brooklyn to Queens. One person was killed. Consolidated Edison says it hopes to have all the power back on by tomorrow. Baseball legend Joe Torre will step down as manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers when the current baseball season ends. Dodgers hitting coach Don Mattingly will take Torre's place. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, it's not clear if Torre's 29th season as a manager will, in fact, be his last.
It was a brief but successful stay in L.A. for Joe Torre. He took over in 2008 and energized a young team that made the playoffs 2 years in a row. This season was a step back. No playoffs, and the organization is in turmoil because of a contentious divorce between owners Frank and Jamie McCourt. With his contract expiring at the end of the season, the 70-year-old Torre made his decision.
At some time, you're just going to have to make a decision to I don't even want to say close that chapter, but just move on and think about doing something else, hopefully connected with baseball.
From 1996 to 2007, Torre left an indelible mark managing the New York Yankees. With his trademark dark-eyed glower under the bill of his Yankees cap, Torre led the Yanks to the playoffs 12 straight years and to four World Series titles. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Michael Vick will be making his first NFL start at quarterback since 2006 tomorrow. The Philadelphia Eagles will be playing the Detroit Lions. Eagles head coach Andy Reid says Vic is replacing Kevin Cobb, who is out with a concussion. Vic missed the entire 2007 and 2008 seasons after he went to prison for his involvement in a dogfighting ring. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.